A longtime simmering debate about a school mascot in suburban Philadelphia is back in the spotlight this week. More than 3 years after it filed suit, a state commission is finally holding a hearing that could force the Neshaminy School District in Bucks County to stop calling its sports teams the Redskins. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
The Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission says the decades-old mascot creates a, quote, hostile educational environment for Neshaminy students. Chad Dion Lassiter is the commission's executive director.
So if you're saying that one segment of the population views it as a derogatory slur that is rooted in racial stereotype, and then there's another group who are wearing the mascot, what you have is the potential for conflict.
Langhorne resident Donna Fan Boyle, who has Native American lineage, is one of roughly two dozen witnesses scheduled to testify this week. Her son attended Neshaminy schools, and she says it's high time the school district find a new nickname.
It amazes me that you can blatantly discriminate against a race of people by using a racial slur and the stereotypical images in an educational institution.
The logo for the high school's basketball team is a profile of a Native American man wearing a feathered headdress. The football team's helmets say skins on them, and baseball players wear caps with a tomahawk on the front. Neshaminy senior Andrew Kleppinger is a pitcher on the team. He says there's nothing negative about the word Redskins. Quite the opposite.
I mean, they were hard fighters. They obviously survived in rough conditions, so they had to be tough. That's kind of how our athletes and how our school is. We try to fight like a Neshaminy Redskin.
Through a spokesman, the district declined comment. In the past, it's denied the commission's allegations, calling them unfounded. The commission, which is both arguing and ruling on the case, has already sided against the district on the mascot issue twice. It's unclear when its next decision will come. Either side can appeal. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.